Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I just want to say glad for that Sabres call from George there. We weren't talking about the Sabres yet, but lively atmosphere and a cool
sure,
win on Saturday. Like when that happens, when something that we want to get to, haven't yet, guy just calls in with it. And, you know, one such thing could be the NCAA tournament with the brackets out. I get a little jolt of energy. I used to live for it. I don't live for it anymore, but I get a little jolt of energy when the pools come out today and the brackets. I want to look at it and, you know, look up some people to find out what they think. And it also, every year, annually, it's, that's what annually means, it's the
worst. Wait, slow down.
I think it's the worst complaint in sports. What is the worst complaint in sports? The one you have the least time for, that you just cannot stand to listen to. You have no respect for it. For example, pass interference in football. Oh, that should have been pass interference. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Or that but, shouldn't have been pass interference.
Or it should not. Yeah. That, those are worse. That one's a better complaint, I think, because I think it really needs to be pass interference for it to be called. But, oh, he grabbed him. Happens all the time. You know, you're right. Not wrong.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. I can't. I don't have. My life's too short for me to get super bent out of shape about a flag that was not thrown for pass interference.
Gotcha.
For example. I think the worst complaint in sports is when a team does not make the tournament and, like, their politicians get involved, like in West Virginia today.
Right. Yeah.
I just think you could not look more ridiculous, I think, in sports than, listen.
Well, that's barely sports. I mean, it is. It's sports is what generates, but it's a politician trying to curry favor by glomming on to sports. So the guy, I'm balking a little at
not
sport.
The, it's not a good comp.
It's not exactly. It's you know, it's politics meddling with it because, you know, someone might remember this at the ballot box next year. So I'm going to go stick up for my guys. Great. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. What a. What a waste of time.
Yeah.
And money. But the point of the tournament, yes, it's to make money. That's the reason. I pass that. Competitively, the point of the tournament, while making room for very small, obscure school, relatively obscure schools around the country that realistically have no chance of winning the national championship. That's kind of part of the charm. We like those teams being in it. You know, nobody wants to shorten postseason tournaments and get rid of all those. Usually, we're not hearing that. Get rid of all the 16. No, right. That's part of it. Once in a while, they compete, even win. And those are the games we remember the most, and that's fabulous. Allowing for that, the point of the tournament is to decide who is the best team in the country, or if semantics, crown a national champion. Who is the best team in the country over these 3 weeks? I don't think it's contradictory to say, to qualify that, and then to say, if there's any argument, your team was not one of the best X number of teams that are the actually best teams here, again, apart from the teams like that are 16 seeds and those. I hope I'm not trying too hard as I say all this. If your argument is that you were left out of that, I don't want to hear it. You lost too many games. I'm sorry. Tough. The idea is national champion. And you're this mediocrity in a big conference and you think you got jobbed? Stuff it. That's like the worst complaint in sports.
But if we're talking about, well, what is it, rearranging the chairs on the deck type of thing? Because West Virginia, North Carolina is the flashpoint of this conversation for this year, right?
I think so.
That West Virginia didn't get in, thus the politician is, you know, whatever they think they're doing there. And North Carolina, isn't there the AD on the selection committee? So you've got like smoking gun type stuff. North Carolina is no more equipped to win the national championship than West Virginia. I don't think they are anyway. They're more they're more famous. So definitely more. But West Virginia is neither Coastal Carolina or somebody or Valpo. Like they've had their moments in big time college athletics and even in basketball. I'm not aggressively following any of it, but it does look at a very casual glance at a casual distance like West Virginia maybe has as good a beef as you could have in a situation like this, but neither of them is going to win anything, I wouldn't think.
You know, here's the comparison to, I agree with that. Here's the comparison to the officiating. Like, or maybe it's a better comparison to if somebody runs up the score on you and one person complains. See, this is another one for a list of complaints that maybe suck. Bad form. That late touchdown, throwing with 2 minute warning with the lead.
I'm so glad you brought this up. Did you know basketball this year, it's the first, both in the NBA and in college, it's the first time that I have become aware of a late dunk being a problem?
No, I didn't know that.
I can't. It was Cleveland and Toronto, maybe. I think it was a month ago. I remember you were away. It was whenever you were on vacation last. Because I even wrote it down in my notes. Tristan Thompson was playing for Cleveland. They were blowing out Toronto. I think I have it right. He's from the area, maybe Brampton. I don't know. But he's like from suburban Toronto. And the Cavaliers were killing Toronto. And he got like a clean look at maybe the last action in the game was him having a huge celebratory dunk. And everybody got, and it was just like kind of universally accepted, at least to my eyes and ears, that, oh, that's bad. Respect the game. What are you doing? You need to do that. You know, you're rubbing it in. And I'm like, to myself thinking, it's basketball. I'm up by 28 and I got a clear look at it. Like, of course I'm going in with the double tomahawk reverse jam because there's no repercussions. If I screw it up, we're killing you. I just had never heard that.
No. Okay.
And it happened in college recently too. The teams had to be separated on the floor because, and I don't remember the participants now, but it was more recent than this Cavaliers example I'm citing. And it was, again, like, oh, respect the game. What do you do? And it's the first time, I don't aggressively follow basketball really that much at all. But I had never heard that before, ever, that that's a problem. You know, it's a little bit like maybe the Ottawa guy taking the big windup on the empty net last year against Toronto. And if you remember that, like clear look, you know, the game's already cemented and he got to like, you know, below the hash marks and wound up and took a slap shot and Morgan Rielly jumped him. And hockey defended Morgan Rielly. Oh, you got to respond to that. Okay. Oh, okay. I'd never heard that before, but I get it. I also never seen someone walk in with an empty net and crank a slap shot from 6 feet away.
That was the objection?
That was the objection.
Too big a windup?
Too big a windup. Just you know, just guide it into the net. You don't need to do... But, you know, it's a rivalry, and we like that, I think. I don't know, this thing in basketball with the dunks, I had never heard. And so it was news to me, and I mean, I get it theoretically, but I got a chance to jam it. I'm jamming it. I don't know. What are we doing here?
Well, I didn't know any of that, but we can use a basketball play instead of a football play for what I was going to say. Like, I was going to say in football, somebody late touchdown, late, they're throwing with the lead, 2 minutes left, the game is over, and there are two kinds of, there are two reactions to that, or this. One is A, B, and C, why that is bad sportsmanship, and that's a problem. The other is play defense. If you don't want that to happen to you, play defense. You know, win. Be better. Like, there are two reactions to all of those. And in basketball or in hockey, be the same thing. And your examples would be the same thing. Well, don't lose. If you don't want somebody to add to the margin of victory because mm-hmm. they can, and, you know, they're not supposed to do that, well, then play a better game. Somebody always says that, too. You always get both reactions. So, let's see. In this,
optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Context, I think, have a better season. I mean, we're picking 68 teams now. And, you know, maybe about 40 or 45 of them are like on their merits, not just because they play in the Southland and we're going to pick one team from the Southland. I've got no time for the team that was like the best team out. You're the last one in, lucky you. If North Carolina's fame made the difference, or having a guy in the committee, which I think is outrageous. It seems that outrageous to have a guy. But, you know, somebody's got to be on the committee. Who knows who's going to be on the bubble? Well, good for you. You know, maybe you make history. Maybe you make a run. But if you don't make it on whatever sort of ordinary record you had, I've got no time for your argument. We pick so many. Football, same thing. Even if it's fewer teams, the same thing. There's room for a team in a smaller either sport league that had a great season, undefeated or whatever, but they don't get the respect. And football has kind of changed in this way.
They can't get the big teams to schedule them, so they don't get to really test their mettle. That happens in basketball too, sure.
Part of what football did by expanding is to make some room for those teams, like for Boise this year, where before, like, we know you're still not one of the best four, and we had that happen, they had that show this year too. But okay,
let's stretch it out to 12 and see if we can at least address some of that inequity.
The West Virginia argument is the worst argument in sports. Well, how many games did they lose? Probably like more than 10. 10 to 15 games, probably?
I didn't catch
35 games now.
Record.
Honestly. I'm guessing their record was probably something like 18 and 14 or something like that.
Sure, that sounds probably, that's believable. Yeah.
That doesn't matter to me, but just to say, like, all those teams that make it, you're the one that didn't, shut up. You know, have some dignity. Next year, play defense.
Right.
Next year.
Right, right.
Play defense next year. Win one more. Make it harder for them to leave you out. That's what you tell your kid. Your kid wants to make a team.
100 times out of 100, yes.
Then he doesn't make it. What are you going to do? Complain to the coach? You're going to, I mean, maybe there are times when you would do that. I'm not saying you could never do that. Not sure the comparison works in all situations.
Right.
But what would you want the teaching point to be? You just got to work that extra more.
Make the decision
next year.
Make the decision for them.
Become undeniable.
Right.
Which isn't always possible.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, you know, what you'd want your takeaway to be, I think. I'd want it to be mine. Oh, well, that felt good.
Yes, good for you.
I hate listening to the who got snubbed, which, by the way, of course, is not the right word, but that's gone rampant for years now. So we always use snubbed, which means, by the way, if anybody cares what words mean anymore, it means that you were intentionally left off the team, or intentionally left out of the tournament, that you didn't make the All-Star team because we don't want you on the All-Star team. Think of the ego in that. No, it's not that. It's just, you can only pick so many guys here. It wasn't personal. Sonny?
Probably.
You know, usually. It's not personal. You're not snubbed. You just weren't picked. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Mm. Oh, the green beer is flowing in here. See Sam Monson's Skyline Chili tweet?
I did. I did not study it because I thought I saw green noodles under the chili and the cheese, and I almost threw up in my mouth, and I'm almost doing it again now that I just said all that out loud.
Which part is the problem?
The green, I think.
I don't think that's Sam's issue. I think his problem is that it's like Skyline. He lives in Cincinnati.
That they're highlighting Skyline Chili in any way attached to St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that they're sort of trying to bring the Irish into their Skyline
Chili.
That's
where I think the green noodles come in.
But they're going to be the same spaghetti.
I know, but still, it's what are you doing here?
Sam's tweet, Ireland was oppressed for 800 years, but this might be the most insulting thing that's ever happened to us as a nation.
Wow. Yeah, that's strong. I like the concept without the green. I don't know.
Sam offended. As an Irishman and as a Cincinnati resident, he's the guy to ask.
Apparently, I hate St. Patrick's Day. I don't know what. It seems like I'm down on everything. I don't know. I don't think I hate it, but I don't like any of this. That I didn't like that. I don't know. I didn't wear any green. Didn't even think about it. I don't know.
Sam should be the first guy you ask. If you're a Cincinnati-based fast food place and he's from Ireland, you know, you might want to get his take first.
Get him on your side.
I mean, there's green noodles that are good, too, but like made with zucchini.
Squash or, yeah.
You could even go that route.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only one Irish food or drink that I'd want. That I've had a craving for today.
Whiskey?
It's not whiskey. It's not a certain dark beer.
I get a craving for that.
It's a Reuben sandwich.
Yeah. I had a Reuben Saturday.
I was very happy. That's it.
Yep.
And I have not had one today.
I was very pleased. We had our first round of golf on Saturday morning. It went horribly. How horribly? Scorecards were thrown in the trash on the 12th hole.
Oh,
that's
no.
It was bad. It was just me with the, you know, but so the scorecard was thrown in the garbage. We were all having, it was Jeremy, myself, John Gale, and Owen, and none of us were having any kind of day. Just like, you know what? Work on stuff.
You're not blaming the course.
Are we in agreement here? We're done. Okay, we're done. There, the card's gone. I don't care. You know, count your pars from here on in. I don't really matter what we do from here on in. But it was kind of a bloodbath. The conditions were. It was very very windy. So it was very challenging.
You're not the type to blame other factors.
No, I mean I don't respond well to that kind of adversity. Mostly if it's blowing like that, and I knew it was possible. I'll just stay home. Go try to slug it out. I'm not going to enjoy myself. I'm not good enough to like cut it through a 25-mile-an-hour crosswind. It's just like I barely know where the ball's going to begin with, let alone I got to play the wind. Good luck. Why did I start out on? Oh, we went out for lunch, you know, the usual place on Hurdle, and special for St. Patrick's Day weekend, Rubens. Like, awesome.
Just what you want to see.
Yep.
Just what you want to see.
Worked out very well for us. But that is, I'm in agreement. That every year, I think, that plate of food that, like, Facebook, you know, restaurants on Facebook put out, like the corned beef and the boiled potatoes and the, like, it's the least appetizing looking celebratory holiday meal I think you could ever imagine. There's nothing about it looks like, ooh, I can't wait to have some of that.
That's you mean how like I corned feel. Beef and potatoes and sauerkraut separate?
Okay. It just does not look.
You need that dressing.
Yeah. And on a sandwich you with need some that, Swiss cheese.
You need that dressing and that bread. That yes. certain bread. What yes. is it? Rye bread?
Rye bread, yeah.
Like grilled?
Yes.
Yeah, you need that.
That works.
And some waffle fries. That to me would be perfect with a Reuben, would be waffle fries.
Regular fries were fine on Saturday, but I agree the waffle fry is a step up.
Something about it changes it.
Yeah. Well, it holds condiments better. The waffle fry.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's been known to be true?
Yeah.
So, very spring. I mean, golf games and watching golf on TV.
Rubens
and St. Patrick's Day, the parade. The Bisons send out the annual.
What's new at the ballpark?
That was last week. Okay. That too. The Bisons today sent out the annual. We are cutting our grass tomorrow. Come watch.
Oh, all right.
We are cutting our outfield grass tomorrow at this time if you want to come take pictures. That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. You know it's close.
Yeah.
When the Bison send out the email with the start time for the lawnmower. If I could go, I would. No, I wouldn't go, but I think that's cool. I'm excited. I like that when the Bison. I like the first. Yep. This, the first mow is tomorrow. Do you want the time? Does anybody need it? I think maybe it was one, but I'm not sure.
I'm okay.
Tomorrow's the Major League Baseball opener.
From Japan. Right?
Yeah. Six, the Japan series.
6:15 a.m. Cubs Tokyo and Dodgers. Series. Yeah.
I'll be up.
I will not.
Is it Yamamoto?
Unless something goes wrong.
I have him in fantasy. I'll be up. I'll be rooting for the Dodgers then. I want to get a win from Yamamoto. He's got to go five. I'm excited about him.
Well,
you're
not.
He
should be fresh.
Because it's been months.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He was great in the World Series, by the way. His last outing was elite.
Should be able to get your five innings.
I don't know if I'll make the end. I should be able to, but, you know, that's kind of when I
go back to bed.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, they got the pitch clock now, though. We will see.
Move it along.
Dodgers and Cubs tomorrow morning. 8:03, 5:50. We'll get back to some football after a break. Sabres and Bruins tonight. Pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.